Almost 200 people die every year in Ireland due to cancers linked to the human papillomavirus, or HPV. That's one of the findings in a new report by the National Cancer Registry. The registry has analysed the trends of HPV-associated cancers over the past 30 years, and its director, Professor Deirdre Murray, is in our Cork studio. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
Before we talk about your findings, will you remind us, what is the human papillomavirus and what can it do?
Well, the human papillomavirus is really a group of viruses that is very common now in the population. It is spread by skin-to-skin genital contact. And really, all of us, you know, once you become sexually active after a number of years, we will pick it up because it's so common in the population. And most of us will clear the virus and our immune system will work that way. But there is a proportion of us that don't, and we continue to carry it, and then it can go on to develop cancer in later stages. Cervical cancer, I suppose, particularly in our 30s and 40s, and then other cancers such as cancer of the head and neck in 50s and 60s, and other genital cancers at older stages again.
Now, one of the striking findings in your report is that the incidence rate for cervical cancer is falling, but for other HPV-related cancers, it's rising. Why is that?
Well, I suppose that is indeed the success of the screening program that we have for cervical cancer, because in the screening program, precancer lesions are being detected early and being removed, and then that's stopping them going on to develop invasive cancers. And equally, I suppose we're now beginning to see in the screening program, there was a publication last year of how the vaccination program for girls, which was introduced in 2010, is now showing a reduction in those pre-screening, those pre-cancerous lesions. We won't see the reduction in the invasive cancers, which are the ones that the NCRI focus on, for another while, because they usually present in your 30s and 40s, as I said before. So that's really down to screening and the early impact of vaccination. Unfortunately, for men, the cancers are going in the other direction. So let's say when we did this report back in 2017, women had 2 to 3 times more HPV-associated cancers than men. Now we're less than double than men because of the fall in cervical cancer and the more rapid increase in, let's say, head and neck cancers in men that we're seeing in women.
So what can be done about that?
Well, you know, we have a vaccine program that has been introduced in 2019 for boys, and it's just really important that people avail of it, because it's very exciting to have such a good preventative tool in the armory to be able to reduce the rates of these very, very fatal cancers, and indeed that, you know, they're very life changing cancers.
Mm-hmm. Will it be possible to eliminate cervical cancer? Because that's something I know that's been mooted in the past.
Yes, and I suppose it's important to say, you know, when the WHO, the World Health Organization, talks about elimination, they really mean making cervical cancer a rare disease, because not all of cervical cancers are caused by HPV. The vast majority of them are, but not all of them. But we will be able, you know, if we continue with the screening and continue with the uptake of screening and continue with good uptake of vaccine, we will be able to make it a rare disease. And as we know, last year, Ireland Inc., let's say, set a target for 2040 to make cervical cancer that rare disease.
Professor Deirdre Murray, thank you for joining us this morning.